things to be directed in a particular way. The defense people, maybe the civilian side of the defense, the security, who give their own reasoning, all have their motives. Some is interested in making money, other is keeping his prestige, his hold on the army, the third one is interested in this motive and the fourth one in this motive, and the head of the state is interested in keeping his own state, being elected every time because he wants the votes from all these people. He wants this help. So his motive is fulfilled if he listens to this multinational firm man because he gave him his funds during election. And he is interested in these people because it is on him that it depends. And they are interested in their own motives. And this does not enable them to listen to a sensible thing that what they are doing is wrong. Even they do not listen. Yes? Yeah, motives may be conscious. I may be aware of them. Or I may not be aware of them. There may be many kinds of motives. I am not dilating on this aspect of the whole thing. But what I am showing is that these are the mental blocks. Even what Baba says, people understand. Now you see, in order to fulfill, Baba asks sometimes, would you like to become Lakshmi or Shri Narayana in the next life? Now what does this mean? What is the Baba's motive behind it? Why Baba asked this question? Why not any other question? To a particular person, Baba says, what would you like to become? Lakshmi or Narayana? Instead of asking the question whether you would like to be one of the 8 or one of the 108, there could have been so many questions. Baba is ocean of knowledge. And he could ask any question from any person. But why does a particular question emanate from his mouth, directed towards a particular person? I think because Baba knows the motives of every soul, what this person wants. Maybe that one finds that in Lakshmi there is submission, in Narayan there is perhaps domination, and maybe that this person wants is of submissive motive and not of dominant motive. Does not want the mastery motive, but just to yield, to surrender, to be possessed by somebody, to be used by someone, or whatever is the motive. Or maybe that this person thinks that Lakshmi is more powerful because someone said that my father is the head of a village. But then he said, my mother is the head of my father out. So maybe in this case he thinks that Lakshmi is the head of Narayana also. Because there are some kind of thoughts lurking in some corner of our mind which give us some different aspects of one single thing. So, a particular question is being asked. Then again, someone wants, marriage is an important part of life. Feels that marriage is something which will be a happy occasion. Wants not to live alone. Feels loneliness. Wants to be living in a pair, husband and wife. That relationship. So, maybe that is the basic reason. Baba asks, would you like to be Lakshmi or Narayana? Because without asking this question straight away, he wants to direct his motivation to this, that yes, you will have this kind of relationship also. But in future, which will be a divine relationship. Defer this kind of motive for a future. Because one of the ways of giving up a motive is to defer it. To postpone it for some future occasion. Because that would be a better occasion. So, what I was saying was that you will find that Baba is giving us a higher motive by so many ways. He says, would you like to have a child like Krishna? What does it mean? Some people want that child is also something very attractive. They are attracted to it. They have a motive because there is another motive, one of the motives. I have not given all the names of the motives. One of the motives is the motherly motive. One wants to fondle the child like a mother or like a father. They would say that this is very important for the social life. This is the start for which the mother gives the care, proper care and love to the child. Now, Baba knows that this child has this motive. And maybe that he or she would leave the Gyan and go to the Laukik, to the worldly thing. So this motive needs be sublimated. And he would say that the children in this Iron Age, they are like, they say, they don't have good habits, good qualities. They are not a source of happiness, they are a source of suffering. Baba uses various epithets, various adjectives, qualifying words for them, which are all negative. And he wants to say, if you want to have a child, it should be like Krishna. And therefore, he wants to sublimate this kind of a motive, the motherly motive. And he also sublimates this motive by saying, you are the mother of the world. You are not a Laukik mother. You are now the mother of the world. So that motherly motive is being satisfied, is being gratified, you could say. Because when you say, I am intoxicated, if you just analyze what your intoxication is, because in your heart perhaps you had been thinking of being a mother in a Laukik way. But Baba says you are a world mother. So that motive is satisfied. You are inspired. Now you feel intoxicated. If you just try to find out on what points you were intoxicated, you will find all your motives were satisfied. You wanted some name and fame. Baba says you can do a great service. You can be a good instrument. Go to that country and open a center and do this. So you wanted some kind of a social participation, a group life in which you could be very active. This is one of the motives. We want to play. Play motive is also one of the motives. And use our energies for these purposes. The motive of creativity. And Baba is giving you the chance. You are satisfied. And therefore, you go intoxicated. That this time you are so refreshed in Madhuban. Because knowing your motive, Baba makes it Alaukik from Laukik. Divine. For the benefit of the mankind and also for your own self-elevation. So, what I was saying was that even what Baba says to a particular person is with one or the other motive. And I find that maybe in some other class I would name some of the motives and deal with them at length. Just a minute. But two motives, the mastery motive and the sex motive. These two, I think, when Baba says become cheerful and careful, I find that Baba has talked about so many kinds of balances. Balance between this and that, balance between this and that. About 8 or 10 of them. That a yogi has these 8 or 10 balances between this stage and that stage. As for example, I said cheerful and careful. Balance of cheer and care. Now, even these balances are lost. They are tilted towards the negative side. If my motive is inspired. If the motive does not remain genuine, I lose the balance. Take the case of law and love. Baba says this is one of the balances. Lawful and loveful. Just as I said, cheerful and careful. There are, as I said, 8 or 10 balances mainly, chiefly, which Baba has mentioned. And one of these is law and love. Now sometimes I want love. Now this person does not obey Baba's law. I don't want to have any kind of connection with him. He works in a very haphazard way. He does not listen to Baba's murlis. I ask him to do this work. He uses his manmat. Instead of doing this, he does the other thing. I want to enforce law. As if this mastery motive is dominant. On the other, I don't want to maintain law. That motherly motive or some other social motive is more at play. So even if there has to be balance, as Baba asks us, these motives have to be kept in check, in proper shape. If one motive becomes stronger and the other becomes weaker, the result would be that balance would be lost. Such is the importance of paying attention to these motives. And as I said, even in service, when someone is not cooperating, it is perhaps that he wants a proper role. And that role gives him more name and fame. And he wants to be a dominant person. And since he is getting not that chance, he says, no, he is busy these days and can't do this work. And I tell you, he is not busy. and he is just trying to show that he is busy, it is because his mind is busy with some other motive. And that motive is not being fulfilled. So if we just know about these and try to either persuade someone or advise someone properly, guide someone properly, then we will be able to have the cooperation of all, work in a team, have unity among ourselves. Even as an institution, as an organization, as a team at the center, or as an organizing committee for a particular occasion, conference or other event, we would be able to have to give a better performance if our motives do not come in clash. If our motive is this and another person's motive is that, then we cannot have this. So, I was saying that this mastery motive and sex motive, these are two very important to which Baba has been drawing attention again and again. It's not that the others are less important, but presently I am mentioning these two. Baba says, become Balak and also Malik. On some occasions, this also is another balance, Balak and Malik. You have also to become a child and obedient. You have also to become master, Malik. Think that you are a responsible person and you are an authority. You have to become an authority and you have also to become submissive, to have the balance of these two. Now, this mastery instinct is what put hurdles in our observing Shrimad, in being a source of indiscipline at our centers, in causing disunity in our teamwork, and in giving us some negative states of mind, this mastery instinct. And Baba asks us to be master of our sense organs, master of our thoughts, that we can control our mind and make it a perfect instrument. Instead of having this kind of mastery, mastery over our circumstances, Baba says parasthiti and sthiti. By means of your sthiti, your state, spiritual state, you should be able to have mastery over the circumstances. Rather than be led by the circumstances, you should be able to give a particular channel, a particular direction to your circumstances. You should be the leader, rather than the circumstances are your leader. So Baba asks us to have this kind of mastery. Master knowledgeful, master peaceful, master blissful, that way also. But this kind of mastery. But we are trying to be the master of our colleagues, our sisters and brothers, of the whole situation. We want to, be the dominating person and all this, which creates so many problems for the teacher, for the institution, and for the self, so on and so forth. And similarly, about, as I said, the sex. Baba says, if someone falls in this, because this is the foundation, then this fall is like one's falling from the 18th floor. As if one's bones also would be crushed if one falls from the 18th floor. What will happen? So happens to a person, if one is not able to stand, because there is something very important. Why it is so? And why this wrong motive? How this was debased? We would also discuss how these motives are debased. Originally they are pure. What does purity mean? Purity means pure motive. When I will give you these names of motives, you will find that there cannot be any purity unless these motives are pure. I tell you, for example, a person says, I would like to work with this sister. And the sister says, I would like to work with this brother. It is not necessarily that they find that ability-wise they are okay. It makes a better teamwork. Maybe that there is some inner thought. As this sister was saying, maybe there is unconscious motive, not even conscious motive. In Indian scriptures, brahmacharya or purity, even this purity is a more wider term in which this control over sex is one of them. But even this has been said of 8 kinds. You want to speak to a particular person. You feel that there is a pleasure. It's not because this person is giving you knowledge. You want to go on looking at a particular person. You want to touch a person. You want to play with a person. There are so many things. it has been said that there are 8 varieties of it. It's not only that it's a grass act, it's only indulgence, it's some kind of a physical contact, but much more, even at the subtle level. Your eyes are satisfied. You want to meet that person again and again, to keep the company of that person, so on and so forth. So, this again is what does not enable us to get full marks in purity. We have to be aware of this. Because this again creates so many problems for us and for this total service. Now, the rest, I think I will deal on some other occasion, maybe tomorrow or some other day. And I want to leave some time for questions about what I have said already. Yes?
We do come to a point when we realize that on the spiritual path, our motivation is not the highest one or the most genuine one. Is it possible to change it, change our own motivation?
Yes. This is what Baba's knowledge does, as I said this evening. And that is what gives us purity. As I said, originally our motives were pure or genuine, as you say. And therefore Baba says that purity is our original nature. And when I say in my meditation, I am a soul, I am a point of light, I am pure and peaceful in my nature, it means that my basic motives were originally pure. And what does purity of motives mean, we will discuss sometime. But now that they have become deformed, they have become defiled or degenerated, debased, you can say, because of body consciousness being one of the important factors. By means of spiritual knowledge which Baba is giving us, and also by means of meditation, and by paying our attention to these, because they are very subtle, hidden type of thing, lying underneath sometimes. Sometimes, perhaps we don't mind it. We know that what I am saying is not pure motive, but I am being drawn, dragged, by another powerful motive. There are 2 or 3 motives at play at one point of time. And there is a conflict. It comes on the face also. You will find this face is tense. It is confused. There is a conflict in the mind. That face is not cheerful, not happy. It's not what he is saying or what she is saying is straight. It's some kind of a complex personality. Not that simple personality saying what that innocent thing, but some kind of negative thought underneath, which is giving the whole complexion to this expression, which is coming out from this person. Now, if we pay attention to this, and if we apply the methods which Baba has given for reforming, for transforming, or for changing these, and we use power of meditation, we can certainly do. Any other question? Would you come to this mic?
You mentioned earlier about acquired attributes and subsequently motivations change, in particularly from past births. Could you expand on the effect of past karma and the effect on present motivations and ability for willpower, etc.?
When we speak of past karmas giving us particular kind of sanskaras, I think these sanskaras manifest themselves in the form of motivations. How do the sanskaras act? When we say that sanskaras are there, our latent memories of the past, some kind of habits which our past karmas gave us, some kind of attitudes, some kind of tendencies which have been inbuilt as a result of our actions during our past lives, or we give these all one name, sanskara. It is these sanskaras which now take the form of different motives. And in the form of motives, they influence our present action. We don't want to do this act because Baba prohibited. He said it's not right. But our past sanskara, in the form of a particular motive, is trying to drag us away from this. We very much know this is clearly a violation of Baba's one of the fundamental commandments. But so powerful is that motive. Some 2 some one brother and sister quarrel, and some senior sister says, this is wrong. We say, no, this is not wrong. This person is wrong. I think in a moment of quietude, I realize that I am wrong. But then, I lose my prestige. This person, if it is proved right, it will try to dominate me. Every time this would say that she was right, and I pretended that I was right. So I may be proved wrong, and I may lose my face. Maybe that I want this kind of thing, and I do not admit it's my fault. Now, this motive, this sanskara, now motive of prestige, of being higher, having some image as compared to others, that mastery, that I look like this, is giving me some kind of this kind of behavior. So our past actions give us sanskaras. Sanskaras play part in the form of motives. These motives again influence our present actions. If we don't want that they influence our present actions, then we have to be aware of them, and we have to develop such power. When Baba says judgment, by meditation you will have a power of judgment. This is one of the 8 powers. What do you mean by judgment? That this is my past sanskara, now playing this part as this motive, and I should be able to judge that this is that wrong one, based on body consciousness. I must discard it. I must be able to control it. And this is what is judgment for. If I have the judgment only, that this is wrong and this is right, but my judgment does not work. Therefore, even in the affairs of the state, the judiciary is also given some powers to punish. If the judge simply says this person has committed the crime and this person is right, if this is the judgment, so what? If this person has committed the crime, he must be put behind the bars. And if this person gave this money to him and he has not repaid, he must be compensated. So if the judge is not able to execute his judgment, then he is not the judge, so to say. His judgment is worthless, I will say. Similarly, if I have the judgment that this is a negative sanskara built because of my past negative body conscious action, but I am not able to put this judgment into practice to keep it far off from me, from influencing at least my present state of mind, then I have not built that strength which Baba says you can by means of meditation, by means of daily classes, by means of churning. So many other methods Baba has given us. So I should have that strength, then only I become Maharathi. This obstacle has come, now I should be able to shoot it, this enemy. Baba says, Atma apna mitra aap hai, Atma apna shatru aap hai. The self is its own enemy, the self is its own friend. How is its own friend? How is the self is its own enemy? Now this negative sanskara is not coming from some elsewhere, but from me. So if I allow it to play its negative part, I am my own enemy. And if I, on the other hand, prevent it somehow or the other, and play the positive, then I am my own friend. This is how I think we can do it. So now we will practice meditation for some time and the class will be over. Thank you. Om Shanti.